the Saturday Light Brigade. We're almost just about ready. Coracree is one busy band. They had a contra dance last night, and then a little bit later today, a couple things. There is going to be a French dance workshop taking place, and then tonight they have a house concert, and if that were not enough, tomorrow they have an open waltz program where you can actually relax and enjoy some time together on a Sunday afternoon, and then in the early evening, a contra dance. I'll give you all the details coming up in a moment. But right now, let's take a listen. I mentioned some of the instruments before. There's also a clogging board and a concertina, I think, in the mix, or a squeeze box in the mix. You'll get a chance to meet everybody as the hour goes on. Here is Coracree.
Sunday, my true love passed me by. I knew her mind was changing by the roving of her eye, by the roving of her eye, roving of her eye. I knew her mind was changing by the roving. You said if you should marry, that I would be your man, that I would be your man, I would be your man. You said if you should marry, that I would be. Fair and proper, her fingers long and small, and she is quite good looking. That's the best of all. Aye, that's the best of all. That's the best of all. And she is quite good looking, and that's the of all. I will go down to the water when everyone's asleep, and I'll think on loving Hannah and then sit down and weep. Then sit down and weep. Then sit down and weep. I'll think sit down and weep.
There, you've got Coracree, and welcome. It's so nice to have you here with us, filling the studio and radios with some just beautiful sound. As you began that song, it's a great song to begin with. It just really... how can I describe it? It's just filling the room with sound, almost like a marching band taking the field. It just sounded great to hear you all singing together.
Thank you.
I'd like to meet everybody, and you can start in whatever order you'd like.
Sure. I'm Sarah Gowan, and I play guitar with Cora Cree and sing, and you'll hear me do some footwork later. We're all living in the Philadelphia area, but I'm originally from North Carolina.
What part?
Asheville area is where I was born.
And these days, there may be more people not born in Asheville than natives. Would that be true, do you think?
I think so.
You know a few of them.
Yeah. Did you play music growing up?
I did. Surprisingly, though, my background wasn't in old-time music, even though that grew up with it around me. It was musical theater. So I was a theater major in college and mostly did that style of music. So this was new for me.
Interesting.
Starting, 20 years ago, I guess.
There's a group here in Pittsburgh, Jacob Ferry. Stragglers, and one of the people in the group also has a theater background, and it helps. He can belt out those songs.
Maybe. Remains to be seen.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and then we've got you.
Yep. Me is Jane Rothfield. I'm on fiddle and banjo and some singing, and I grew up outside of New York City, but I've been playing traditional fiddle music probably since about age 13 when lived in Connecticut and went to the Bristol Old Time Fiddlers Club and went to a lot of different fiddle contests and bluegrass festivals and always had a band and just been playing forever. And Alan, who you'll meet later, we lived in Albany, New York for about 20 years and moved down to the Philadelphia area about 7 years ago. Oh my gosh, time flies. Mm-hmm. And met Bill and Sarah pretty quickly after we got there and we started playing together. And all of a sudden we went, oh, we think we have a band. So here we are.
So this is the melding of a couple of couples.
Yes. Yes. And the magic is when we travel in the van, the couples never sit next to one another. That's the secret to our touring success.
Ah.
Yes.
Interesting. Is it boy, boy, girl, girl, or boy, other girl, girl, other boy?
Usually the girls are with the girls and the boys are with the boys. Yeah. Yeah.
I had to think. That's like a math problem now. How many combinations?
Hey, it works.
Chance to catch up.
I seem to remember. I'm going to need factorials to figure this out.
Yeah, so we've been playing contra dances and concerts for the last number of years, and Al and I both have a history of touring and recording and playing lots of different kind of music, Appalachian and Celtic music combined, because Alan's from Scotland. So we're just delighted to be in Pittsburgh. We love it.
Great. Yeah. And next we've got...
I'm Bill Quirn. I'm originally from Boston, and didn't really grow up. I always played music, but I found traditional music when I was in art school in Boston, and mostly was interested in roots music, and trying to figure out what American roots music are, and it really led me towards dance music. So that's the thing that I really enjoy the most. And I'm playing a mandolin and melodeon right now, which is the button accordion.
Yeah, I said concertina before I saw it.
There's a concertina over here.
Oh, is there one there?
Hiding on the floor. Yeah, you can't see.
The instrument you are wearing right now is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
tell me about it.
So it has buttons. It looks like an accordion, but a small accordion. And it has buttons instead of piano keys. And but the button has two notes. One for when you pull the bellows out, and when you push them in. Same button, two notes.
So you're kind of like a chromatic harmonica.
Exactly. In fact, I have two harmonicas here, plus some extra accidentals here.
My fiddle's not chromatic at all.
No.
Oh, those notes you play, those are accidentals?
Okay. The woodwork is beautiful.
Yes, it's a French brand.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And then on bass from Scotland.
I'm Alan Carr. I'm
nice.
From Aberdeen in Scotland.
And you've...
I'll thicken up my accent a wee bit so you can hear it.
So you can finally answer the question, Celtic or Celtic? It's Celtic.
Right? Celtic is the accepted pronunciation. Celtic is a soccer team in Scotland.
So. Yeah, and a basketball team in the States.
Yeah.
When did you come to the United States?
Oh, 30 years ago, I think.
Okay, so probably...
I'm going to stick around, I think.
Ah, but that's nice. You've got reasons.
Jane and I are married, so we're...
Yeah,
we have kids.
And we have kids here, yeah.
That'll keep you here, I hope.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
What brought you here?
Well, I fled the UK in the 80s. No, I actually, my dad was brought up in just outside in Battle Creek, and I was always intrigued by America. I came over here as a musician, came over here a couple times and liked it. And Jane and I got married, and I said, I can live in America. I like it there. So,
well, that's great. And altogether, the four people you just met are Cora Cree. We'll listen to another song, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about recordings and their website. And what would you like to do? What was the song you opened with?
Oh, that's a traditional song called Loving Hannah, and we really like it because it skirts the American old-time tradition as well as the Scottish and the British Isles type tradition, sort of one of those floating traditional songs. That's why we like to sing that. But we, as a group, we all compose tunes and songs as well. And this is a tune I made up a few years ago called Theo's Waltz for little 6-week-old baby Theo. So here we go.
Is Cora Cree, and wouldn't it be nice if your turn signals, are you driving right now? Wouldn't it be nice if your turn signals were in a waltz? You know, they just, you know, blink, 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 blink.
You'd probably pay attention to them more.
Yeah, instead of the, or your windshield wipers could be that way. I was just thinking of how nice it would be to hear that while driving. It would be nice. And that was named for who?
Oh, well, this is our friend Cameron DeWitt and his wife Rebecca have a little baby. Actually, he's two now, named Theo. And when he was about 6 weeks old, we were over there playing some music, and he was sitting in his little bed area, sort of gurgling and looking at us. And I looked at him, and he caught me right in his gaze, and then his eyes shut, and he went to sleep, and this tune showed up. And so it was a magic little tune. In fact, the other day I was talking to Cameron, and he said, "Jane, you want to say hi to Theo?" I go, "Yes." And I hear, "Say hi, Janie." He goes, "Hi, Janie." Oh. This little baby was speaking. It was crazy.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
There's a little boy named Ralph who is probably listening with his parents right now, who loves banjos.
Ooh,
so he's going to be excited when he hears banjos playing. Now, you've got a CD called Dancing in the Sky, and it's available at CoraCree.com. It's
yep.
easy to get to. CoraCree is CoraCree. And what is the thinking behind CoraCree? We're pointing to Alan.
Well, it was actually originally CoraCree, but no one can do Cree. It had a CH in it. It's actually it's a Gaelic word, Scots Gaelic.
Oh, like Cora for choral or singing?
No, it's CoraCree. And it's a little place just outside of Aberdeen where I'm from, and there's 3 houses and some standing stones and a post office address, and that's about it. But I wanted something for the band that was kind of didn't mean anything, but it sounded vaguely Scottish, but it could be a dance band as well, because we do concerts and we do dances. And
well, it had this reference to a hill or...
It vaguely, roughly translated, it means the little house on the hill.
Yeah. And Sarah was born in a little house on the hill in North Carolina. So we like that connection. And
I like that it says so much in 3 syllables. that's the little house on the hill.
I didn't realize that would be an issue with the CoraCree thing, but then we have a series of recordings of people mangling that. We had Crackery and CoraTree and
Okra Tree.
My favorite was Okra Tree.
Okra
that
Tree.
That was good.
Yeah. Okra Tree.
Yeah, we're also on Facebook too, and when we do travel, we like to go to different fun places and put lots of fun pictures on there. So if you're looking for some entertainment, you can go to the CoraCree Facebook page and like us as well.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you here. When we come back after this next song, we'll talk about some of the other places where people can hear you this weekend. Pittsburgh is lucky to have you here for all day today and tomorrow after a great square dance. Did Ron call last night? Was it Ron Buchanan?
Yep, Ron Buchanan. Yes. Yep, we had a great time.
It was really
fun.
He's been calling square dances around here for years and years and years.
Yeah, we're lucky he comes to Philadelphia a lot.
Yeah. What would you like to... I mentioned earlier that we had another musician that was going to be playing earlier. You probably know him, Mike Agronoff.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike was to be in Pittsburgh this weekend, but due to a sudden change in plans, he could not be here. Uh-huh. But the scene in Philly is just still teeming with great music.
Yeah.
What's next?
Right, so this is a song that's a shanty-style song that we put our own take on. And one of the reasons I love it is that it has the perspective of both the man and the woman in it, and talking about how we all have that experience of loss and trying to find our equilibrium after loss. So this is a sea shanty version of that. It's called Bold Riley. Oh, tuning is always good.
Yep. we
tune because we care.
Okay.
We encourage tuning.
Yeah. All right.
It rains all day long.
Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley.
And the north wind blows fast and strong.
Bold Riley, oh, has gone away.
Goodbye, my
sweetheart.
Goodbye, my dear, oh.
Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley.
Darling, goodbye, my dear, oh,
Bold Riley, oh, has gone away.
the Bengal Bay. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. So bend it, lads, it's a hell of a way. Bold Riley, oh, has gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear old Bold Riley, oh, has gone away. Come White Stocking Day, you'll be sipping rum. Bold Riley, oh, has gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear old Bold Riley, oh, has gone.
Cora Cree, what a pretty song, and I think you're pretty unique as a group for your talent as instrumentalists, but also as singers. Hearing the two of you sing like sisters,
yeah.
And then we add Alan in there, and you sound just beautiful singing together. You all sing, right? I think you all
yes.
You all sing, too. Now, let's talk about events we mentioned last night's Contra Dance. Now, today at 2 o'clock, and we can give you the details if you contact Cora Cree, or you can contact us, and we can give you the information because it's at a private home. There's a French dance workshop that is taking place. It's at 2 o'clock. It's in the Shadyside area, 2 to 4 o'clock, and you may want to learn about this. I'm not a dancer. Now we have a musical theater person here who can tell us. What will you learn? Who's teaching?
So Bill and I went to England a couple of years ago and learned about this French ball folk style of dancing, and it's mostly we play music from central France, and it's not... Paris cafe music. This is French folk music. So we teach things like bourrées and mazurkas and schottisches and some party dances that are kind of fun. Luckily, Pittsburgh has a French dance group already, so we don't need to do a lot of teaching. We can just show up and play, and they already know a lot of these dances, which is a real treat.
Oh, that's great. So is the best way to get information, certainly, contacting us or getting a hold of you all?
Right. So we have it on our Facebook page. There's a listing of all of these
events. You go.
And there's links to information for finding it.
Yeah. Yeah. And certainly if you drop us an email at slb@slbradio.org or use instant input at slbradio.org, we'll get the information to you. I don't want to broadcast the home address of somebody.
We'll leave a phone number for you too.
Yeah. And then that's this afternoon from 2 until 4. Let's stick with the dance workshops. There's an open waltz workshop at the Wilkins School Community Center between 2 and 4 tomorrow.
Yes.
And that will give you a chance. Most people know how to waltz. If you don't, you can learn, and you'll be playing as people waltz.
Yeah, it's just kind of an afternoon of dancing community with fabulous live music. And if if you're just interested in waltzing and you're not really sure exactly how to do it, there's plenty of people who will give you a little bit of instruction. It's basically 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So can't beat that.
And if that weren't enough, Cora Cree really it gets gets their time in. It's actually wonderful that you've got so much going on. Tonight, there is a house concert where you'll be able to listen to them in Oakland. Julia and David are hosting that. Julia and David are hosting that. And in fact, thanks to Julia and David, that's how we were able to get you here this morning.
Yeah. I've got some contact information actually here. So we're not going to give you the address, obviously. But you can call Julia at 412-506-7998, 412-506-7998. Or you can email her at juliaj1970@gmail.com. You can also go onto their Facebook or go onto our website. And if you really are eager, you can find us, I guarantee.
It's sort of like we're in the speakeasy era of folk music. We have to give you these, knock twice on the door. And the password is...
Banjo.
Yeah, is banjo.
It's fiddle. but the house concerts, if you've not ever been, it's a wonderful, intimate way to listen to live music and... Swat. Have a little bit of beverage and a little snack and things. It's the concert starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7:00. So, we hope to see you there. And then afterwards, I think there's going to might be a little bit of a jam, too. So come on down.
Yeah, it's you would go to somebody else's house maybe to listen to MP3s or to watch TV. Why not listen to live musicians actually playing? And then, as if that were not enough, tomorrow night at the Skibo Small Gym at Carnegie Mellon University, there's going to be a contra dance with Bronwyn Woods Calling, and that is from 5:30 until 8:30. It's the Small Gym at Skibo, and a gym is an appropriate place because you'll get a workout if you contra dance.
And if you've never contra danced, there's always some sort of like introductory beginner kind of mini workshop before the dance starts. So come on down. If you don't know how, you'll learn.
Now, Cora Cree is here with us, and we've got time for more music. And I wonder what's going to be next.
Let's see. We're going to place a set of original tunes, right, Bill? We want to tell them about it, Bill?
Play three reels. And
somebody give me an eight, please.
The first tune is called Ignite, and Sarah and I wrote that. Outside of Philadelphia is a town called Phoenixville, and it's an old steel town that kind of died out, but it has revived with its arts community. And so one of the events that they have is the Firebird Festival, and it was last week. And... we go and perform there every year out on the street with some of our other groups. And we wrote this tune. One year a blizzard came through, and just during the time we were supposed to perform, so we weren't allowed to perform. So instead we wrote this first tune called Ignite. The second tune is a tune that Sarah wrote. And she named it after one of her grandmother's expression. Let's have Sarah explain.
Right. My Louisiana grandmother was just chock full of great expressions. And I was visiting one time, and her bathroom door didn't latch, and she had fellas coming over to work on the house. And she says to me, "Honey, would you go over there and hold the door closed? Because if they come in here while I'm in the bathroom, then I'll be Nancy in a shirt tail." It's like, oh, no, I got to go write a tune now. This expression's too good. So this tune's called Nancy in a Shirt Tail.
And the third tune is the tune that Jane wrote called Cold Mountain. We'll let her tell us.
Yeah, Cold Mountain. So I read, got through the first three chapters of the book, and then really started enjoying the story and meeting the character Stobrod, who is Renee Zellweger's father in the movie, if you remember that, Brendan Gleeson, I think.
Brendan
anyway,
Gleason, yeah.
But in the book, he really describes this character as making up fiddle tunes and pulling them out of the air, which is kind of how my tunes show up. And so I was at a festival one day, picked up this banjo made by our dearly departed friend. Terrible. Anyway, I made up this great tune.
I
know, it's terrible. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can see his face. And this tune just showed up, and so I called it Cold Mountain. And so we're going to start off with a...
Didn't you teach Brendan Gleeson to dance, Sarah?
Well, I didn't have... No, I tried to teach Brendan Gleeson to dance, and I asked him, I said, well, this must be old hat for you. And he said, this was part of a movie that I was working on. And he said, no. He says, honey, this is why I learned how to play the fiddle. It was very cute.
So hopefully Sarah will do a little feat on the second tune, which is her tune.
Okay. You ready, guys?
Yeah, here
you ready
we go.
For some
yeah.
tunes? That's good. There you go. Thank you.
That is a group, Corkcree. Those were marvelous to hear those. And I like the key. I'm not sure I can identify it, but did you have a minor key? Or
B flat.
Yeah, there was something, especially as you ended, just something that sounded very modern and very old at the same time, or very, very, very.
In the nicest way.
Well, it's true. And also a bit of, I don't like to categorize music that much, so there, but I will for this purpose, a little bit of jazz and, you know, the mandolin playing especially was terrific throughout, and the footwork.
It's always about the mandolin and the fiddle.
Yeah, what's everybody sounds good.
Awesome.
Don't think we didn't notice the bass and the fiddle.
Love it when Sarah gets her feet going, because the percussive stuff that happens there, it's like, we don't need a drummer. We got Sarah.
Yeah. Now, you play with a drummer sometimes, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. And Corkcree, Corkcree.com is how you can learn more. We're down to just 4 minutes of radio time. I can't believe how fast this is all gone. So I'm guessing that's probably one more song. I hope that lots of people will come out to see you at tonight's house concert, which is at 7:30. Julia and David, and we can give you complete information on that if you give us a call. 5:30 to 8:30, tomorrow's Contra Dance. In fact, if you just go to Corkcree's website, they're very good about listing things. That's probably the most efficient way, Corkcree.com.
All right. Well, thanks, Larry. Thanks, Chad. Thanks, Jackie.
Yeah, I'm Ricky.
Ricky.
You got the key,
so
right? You're in the right key.
That's and this is an amazing museum. I want to come back. I wish I had a little kid to bring, but I could just bring myself, I suppose. We could just play here after we're done.
We're little kids enough. We'll enjoy it.
So we're going to finish off with a set of jigs. Bill, you want to tell them a little about these jigs real quick in like 10 seconds?
The first jig is called Maker's Mark. We wrote it together on a trip back through this warning of a dire storm. And we made it back safely, and we wrote this tune, Maker's Mark, named after a...
Because you're inspired a lot by bad weather.
We needed a drink.
Second tune is called Gundercuff, named after a friend of mine, Gary Undercuffler. And then the third tune is called Coffee, and it has been written by Gary, what's his last
name? Was it Haggerty?
Yeah, Haggerty. That's it, Gary Haggerty.
Well, okay. Our thanks to all
of
our guests today. And especially this morning to Corkcree. Here they are again.
Thank you.
Let's play two of each.
Thank you.
That's Cora Cree. Thank you to Chad Green for a great mix. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade from SLB Radio Productions.